Christmas in July. The start of Packer training camp at Lambeau Field, Green Bay, Wisconsin. 96.5 WKLH. Time to welcome our Green and Gold insider, Jason Wilde, to the broadcast. You know, based on what you said the other day as you were driving to the shareholders meeting and you were talking about the Packers and how they tend to try to mine the fan base for as much money as they possibly can, yet not necessarily, you know, giving anything in return.
Right.
That's kind of the way I read it. How long until they start charging people to watch them practice?
There is an NFL rule that will prevent that from occurring.
Okay, good.
Because if you charge fans admission to come to practice,
they can bring cameras and stuff?
It triggers, it becomes an event, and opposing scouts from other teams
are allowed in?
And then come in.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So well, they can't come in now?
Correct. They cannot.
I mean, well, except for the ones Bill. Yeah, the ones Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick sends them in, no doubt. You know,
right. I was just going to say undercover.
Mm-hmm.
Right, with the fake mustache and
yes.
The sideburns, et cetera. But yeah, they're not allowed to come in as long as it's free. So,
okay. All right.
That is one thing. But I will say this, and I'll give the Packers credit because I obviously was critical of them last time I talked to you guys. I think they have 15 open practices to mm-hmm. the fans, which obviously is a lot less than the old days, but they don't have as many practices as the old days either. I saw one team had like two practices open. Obviously, this is also an economic decision because they want fans to come here and spend money at the
mm-hmm.
pro shop and the
sure.
restaurant and everything
sure,
else.
Sure, I get it.
At least fans can come and watch practice. And I just walked back from McCarthy's press conference up to Lambeau, and now I'm walking back. And, I mean, there's fans everywhere. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I was talking to Marcus while I was on hold. Like, there were people here lining
yeah.
up, getting ready to get their seats. So,
okay, that was my question. Know. How many people can watch? Why do they have to wait in line? Is it just because they like the camaraderie, like a tailgate, or is it that limited?
Well, who doesn't like waiting in line?
Well, well when you put it that way.
Yeah, exactly. So there's 1,500 seats.
Oh, okay.
In the bleachers.
Got it. There you go. That's
and,
why.
And then there's lots of places along the end zone fences where you can stand. But
hey, Jason,
limit the space.
I know you're walking right now because you walked from the press conference and now you're walking to the actual practice.
Breathing heavily?
No, I was just going to say, are there no kids willing to offer you a bicycle?
I got Devontae Adams as my bike rider. Who'd you get? Oh, I got Corey Linsley. Who'd you get? Oh, I got Jordy Nelson. Who'd you get? I got this Jason Wild guy.
Yeah.
I think he's like an overweight punter or something.
Not really.
I don't know why he wasn't wearing his uniform.
So you have to answer the question, who did wake up Martellus Bennett in the locker room, and what did he use as a pillow?
I will try to get to the bottom of that today.
Okay, all right.
I mean, have you ever slept on the floor?
Yeah, it's not comfortable.
With, like, kids or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, plus, they had a report at 6 a.m. So if he got there at 3, he basically got 3 hours of sleep on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm...
You kind of feel like you've been
him,
hit...
Though.
You've been hit by a truck after you
Jason,
sleep on the
it sounds,
floor.
Jason, it sounds like one of those big garbage trucks is backing up. I hope your head's on a swivel, dude. You know what I mean?
Just so the other thing that we've got here, our company owns a few of these houses on the street next to Lambeau, and I have to stop in before I go back to practice. And they tore a house down. This idea, I don't know if you guys, when you come up to games, have seen this, but
yes.
this the way the appearance of Lombardi Avenue has changed. There's these huge, beautiful houses that are basically used just for parties on game day and stuff. It's unbelievable. Like, this is all the effect, quite frankly, of having two great quarterbacks in a row. And I wonder how, you know, when you and I are having this conversation 20 years from now, when I'm in year 40 of covering the team, and you, this show is in you're 70. I wonder how many of these people will still be here for all the games and if they'll still be building houses just to spend Sunday at.
Well, yeah. It depends on who the next quarterback is, right?
That's true.
Ain't that the truth.
So a third, I'm reading the Journal Sentinel. Somebody wrote that about a third of the 90 people in camp are rookies. That's not unusual, though, right? I mean, we always have, Packers always have, the youngest team.
Yeah, they usually sign about 20.
Excuse me, is the guy from the garbage truck just backing up along next to you the whole time?
I'm way away from him.
Does he ever put it in drive and move forward?
Yeah. I think it beeps whether he goes forward or backward because he's going forward. It's not a garbage truck. It's a front-end digger thing.
Oh.
You can tell I'm a big a big expert when it comes
to... You are. It's one of them big front-end digger things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You probably used to work at P&H or something.
I've got a real bright future. Let me try and...
No, that's okay, man. That's okay.
How's this? Okay, now I'm in one of our houses.
That's good.
An echoey kitchen. Is that better or
worse?
That's
better. That's better. But you better make sure that you bring the milk and the bread they asked you to bring. But anyway,
the greater concern is I hope it's okay that I walked in here. You know, I'm not that high ranking of an official.
Mm-hmm. So a third of the 90 are rookies.
Yeah, that's typical. You know, usually they have a roughly 10 players in their draft class and roughly 20 undrafted free agents that they sign.
All right.
So. Right now, when there's 90 players on the roster and Ted Thompson likes to bring in guys that are fresh as opposed to guys that have kind of bounced around and never quite cut it with any of these other teams, you know, because there's a lot of guys that are in camps that just get cut every year. Like they're on their fourth training camp with their fourth different team and they're probably not going to make the final cut for that team either. Ted is more inclined to bring in guys that are undrafted rookie free agents that are starting from the very beginning, and that's why they end up with 30-ish guys on their 90-man roster who are rookies. By the time training camp is over and they pare down to 53, that percentage will obviously drop significantly.
All right. Well, we'll let you get to practice and watch what's going on today. So you got some...
Finish the construction project first.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Well, you got to get that front-end digger thing going.
You are
going to
be busy.